Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast, episode number 89. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. If you are looking for strategies to live a naturally healthy life, you are in the right place. That's what this podcast is dedicated to. So today, hold the phone, friends. We are talking about fat. Fat is a hot mess biologically. Who knew? We're going to dig into it today. It's a sick and twisted cycle that is absolutely blowing my mind the more I look into the science behind how fat is what makes us fat. Who knew this? I had no idea. 10 years of studying medicine, and this was not something I was aware of. So when I heard this first, I was like, oh, I got to look into this, and I got to share this on the podcast because this is news. Before we get started, I want to share with you some of the things that I've been doing to up-level my health. You're probably aware I made big changes in my health about 4 years ago, but I'm a firm believer that there's always room for up-leveling. So if you remember, a few weeks ago, probably a month or maybe 6 weeks ago, I talked about getting this device called the Whoop. WHOOP. I am not funded. I'm not sponsored by Whoop. I just thought it was going to be an interesting device. So it's a watch-like device. It came in the mail. I've set it up. And here's what I have to say about it. So it's this device that measures my heart rate. I think it probably says it's measuring my respiratory rate. I'm not sure how it counts up for my wrist, but it does. But it measures all sorts of biometrics and determines how much strain I'm under and how much recovery I need in sleep. So that's really what I have found it to be most helpful for, is really in sleep management. And recognize sleep is such a huge player in managing blood sugar control. I really find that this has been the most helpful part. I'm still trying to figure out the recovery and strain components. That's not as clear to me. I will tell you what I have noticed, the trend that I have noticed that's so interesting. On nights where I drink wine, where I enjoy some wine, maybe one or two glasses of wine, no matter how much sleep I get, I am not recovered according to this device. And again, this is measuring heart rate variability. There's a lot of medical evidence in the research that heart rate variability is a measure of how much stress you're under. And so that's what it's looking at. Apparently, there again are other biometrics, including respiratory rate and other things. But when I drink wine, the sleep that I get is super less. It's way less restorative, according to this device. Even when I'm getting enough hours of sleep, the sleep is not recovering, quote unquote, recovering me. So that's been a very interesting trend that I've seen. Probably three different times since I've wore this, I've drank a few glasses of wine. And each time, even if I get 8 hours of sleep, even when I got 9 hours of sleep one night, it was not saying that I was recovered. So it measures recovery as a percentage. So sometimes you're 95% recovered, and other days you're like 68% recovered or whatever. Most of the time, if I get 7.5 or 8 hours of sleep, I get in the 90% recovery range. When I will drink alcohol, when I have the few glasses of wine, that recovery drops down below 20%. It's a pretty significant drop. So I thought that was really interesting. Outside of that, really the sleep component has been the part that I found most interesting. I haven't found any other really compelling pieces of information from my Whoop, but I've thought that sleep component was very, very interesting. Anything else that comes up, I'll certainly let you know. I'm not necessarily making a recommendation that everybody should run out and get a Whoop. What I will tell you is that stress and strain and the physiologic effect of stress on our body is very difficult for us as human beings to quantify or even qualify. So having something that measures an objective thing so that we can get some information about how much stress and strain we're under, I think is really helpful. So that's why I got it. If you're interested or if you have any questions, don't ever hesitate to reach out to me, Delaine@DelaneMD.com. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have that I can answer regarding this device. But it's really it's super affordable. It's like $30 a month and you get the device for free when you subscribe to the monthly subscription. And then you get this app on your phone that gives you all this information, all these biometrics. So I thought that was really interesting. Thought you might want to hear about it. A quick plug for upcoming podcasts before we get into talking about fat and fat cells. I will have a podcast next week about hunger and how to manage it. And I also have an upcoming podcast with a Life and a Purpose coach. It's an interview with a Life and a Purpose coach. It's going to be awesome, super good. So if you're not subscribed to this podcast, do it. Subscribe so you don't miss out on any of these upcoming episodes. All right, let's talk about fat. I don't know about you, but I, even after a decade of studying biology and medicine in the human body, always believed that what we eat is what makes us fat and what creates fat. In science, we call that adipose tissue. What makes the adipose tissue or the fat is the food that I eat. Certainly, I'm sure this is partly because I'm a child of the 70s. I was born in the 70s. So I went through my early life learning the very basics of nutrition based on the diet heart hypothesis, which said to avoid fats because fat make you fat and fat also gives you cardiac disease. All things low fat was the way it should be. But in addition to that, of course, the calorie in, calorie out model of health was preached to me my entire life. So that was really a foundational component. And although I don't believe that calories have anything to do with my health now, I still was definitely under the impression that what I ate would create fat or what I didn't eat would burn fat. So in the beginning of this year, you may or may not be aware, I think I've talked about it once or twice on the podcast, I enrolled in a certification course for integrative nutrition. I really felt there was a lot lacking in my medical education regarding the science of nutrition, and I really wanted to bolster that science and that knowledge base. One of the recent lectures I was listening to stated very simply that our fat is what makes us fat. This perked my interest. This like blew my mind a little bit. I was immediately, excuse me, what? That's not how it works. I thought that the food we ate stimulates the insulin. Our food, when we eat it, gets broken down into energy, which is a cellular energy, which is glucose. And then the insulin allows our cells to use the glucose. But when our cells don't need the energy immediately, that cellular energy was stored in fat cells. That's what made us fat. I thought I knew about this. I thought I knew this is how it worked. This was science, right? So I found this bit of information that our fat is making us fat really, really intriguing. So I started researching it. So it turns out the medical literature does state that our fat is what makes us fat. It turns out that fat is an incredibly complicated endocrine organ. It is an organ, an endocrine organ. It's not just the place we store extra energy. Recognize endocrine organs. What does that mean? Other endocrine organs are things like our pancreas that makes our insulin, our thyroid gland, which makes our thyroid hormones, our adrenal glands makes all of our steroid hormones and steroid-derived hormones. Endocrine organs are incredibly active and have far-reaching functions in our body. So to see that our fat is actually an endocrine organ, that's the class of organ that it would be categorized in, blows my mind because of how active endocrine organs are. So if you recognize the function of these other endocrine glands, have such big and far-reaching places, far-reaching functions, and then you realize that like endocrine organs do things. They do big things. When I realized in the literature how much it supports this endocrine function of our fat, it really blew my mind. So let's talk about it. What does our fat do? What is the endocrine function of our fat? Our fat does all sorts of things. Just a few of the systems that our fat impacts include the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system. So this is primarily, we thought that it was a function of our kidneys, right? And it controls our blood pressure. We treat blood pressure with ACE inhibitors. Those ACE inhibitors are angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE, ACE inhibitors. They inhibit that enzyme. That's how impactful this renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system is in our blood pressure, is that we actually target this system with our medications. It also, this system also plays a major role in salt and water regulation in our body. And fat produces all of the components of this system and secretes them and has an impact on these things, on this system. It's got a large impact on the system. I did not know that. Fat also plays a major function in platelet activation and how our platelets work and how we coagulate our blood when we need to stop bleeding. Fat also has a function in the creation of new blood vessels. It's a process called angiogenesis, and fat plays a role in that. Fat plays a role in our reproductive system. Fat plays a role in our liver function. Fat plays a huge role in inflammation. Fat plays a huge role in metabolic syndrome. Like, fat is a main player in the development of metabolic syndrome, which is a disease. Fat plays a huge role in the development of the disease of diabetes. So it turns out that our fat cells are not just fat cells. It's not just that we have fat. Like, you know, if I have a pound of fat on my belly, it's not just fat cells. By the way, science term for fat cells is adipocytes. Adipose tissue, adipocytes. Adipose tissue is made up of adipocytes. That is the science name for a fat cell. It turns out that our fat is not just fat cells. It has all sorts of other cells that infiltrate into it. Other components of our fat tissue is actually called the stromal vascular fraction. And it has pre-adipocytes, so these precursors to fat cells. Okay, fine, that's not horribly shocking. It also has blood cells in it. It also has endothelial cells in it, which are actually the cells that typically line our blood vessels. It also has pericytes and macrophages. Macrophages are actually immune cells. And all of these different cell types are dispersed in the fat tissue. So these cells, these other cells, get triggered and wreak havoc on our bodies by producing many different signals to induce inflammation in our body. In fact, our fat is considered to be a chronic inflammatory state in the science literature now. It's actually, obesity is considered to be a chronic low-level state of inflammation in our body because there is so much inflammatory signaling that comes from the fat. So recognize that there's a difference between normal fat cells and obese fat cells. And that is where we start to develop this inflammatory component. Clearly, normal fat, there's meant to be fat in our body, right? Fat is fine, but the recognition that there is a difference between normal fat and obese fat. So the accumulation of excess fat is what actually calls in these cells that create these inflammatory signals. And this is where we get obese fat. That's what obese fat cells, they communicate with each other in a way that changes their physiology and that creates these obese fat cells. So those obese fat cells start to secrete chemical messengers that call in those immune cells. They're called macrophages. And those macrophages then get triggered and start producing these pro-inflammatory signaling that goes out and wreaks havoc all over our body. These are the things that lead to cardiovascular disease, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, and even worse, cancers. We know that there is a huge, strong correlation between inflammation and cancers. So how does this start? So it starts with the process of lipogenesis. Lipogenesis is making fat. It's the creation of fat. And it's stimulated by high carbohydrate diets. Okay, that is the one thing that they noted stimulates lipogenesis in a way that creates these obese fat cells. Of note, side note, lipogenesis, the creation of fat, is inhibited by polyunsaturated fatty acids, which are found in fish and in nuts and in seeds. So there are ways that you can eat and not have lipogenesis stimulated, not make new fat. There are ways that you can eat food and enjoy food in a healthy way that's not going to cause your body to create an accumulation of fat, And of course, that accumulation of fat starts down this obese pathologic fat cell pathway. So in the obese state, the fat cells make signals that call on these immune cells. Those immune cells infiltrate the fat, and those immune cells at some point get triggered and start releasing these inflammatory signals. This is what leads to the diseases. In addition, the pro-inflammatory process leads to cortisol release that causes weight gain. The triggered fat cells also produce hormones that cause more creation of fat, more lipogenesis. So recognize that is the place where your fat is making the fat. It actually works through the angiotensin pathway. The angiotensin is produced by these obese fat cells and cause lipogenesis to be turned on. So obese fat cells are actually pathologic fat cells. They are not normal physiologic fat cells. They are pathophysiology, diseased cells that create more obesity, create more inflammation, the things that lead to type 2 diabetes. So the bottom line here, fat is not just extra energy stored on your bodies. That's not what it is. It's not simply a nuisance. It's not simply that it's just unattractive. Fat actually does something in your body. It's actually doing something in your body. And what it is doing is wreaking havoc. It's not good. Fat does produce, there are positive chemical signaling, good chemical signaling, healthy chemical signaling that occurs when you have healthy fat cells. But when you're dealing with obese fat cells, it creates this inflammatory cascade that leads to disease and inevitably, of course, death. This is why it's so important to not just work on eating foods that won't trigger a high blood sugar, right? It's not just that I'm eating 4 pounds of nuts a day because it's low in carbs and I won't have my blood sugar stimulated that way. It's not only about that. Recognize there is truly a health benefit to losing the fat on your bodies. And it's not because it's unattractive or we're bad or we're less than because we have obesity, like we have obese fat cells on our body. It has nothing to do with that. There is truly a disease state happening with these obese fat cells on your body. I am all about body positivity and loving yourself unconditionally. Whether you're sick with diabetes, whether you're sick with obesity, whether you're sick with cancer, I am all about loving yourself entirely and unconditionally. And from that space of entire, whole, unconditional love, you start to take care of yourself in a wholesome, loving way that does not look like continuing to eat foods that are making you sick. Okay. So I'm not about shaming anybody for any kind for obesity. And it's unfortunate that obesity is truly a disease that has a very unfortunate connotation, negative connotation with it, a value judgment made with it. And that's not what I am talking about here at all. But what I want you to see is that having excess fat on our bodies is not just unbecoming or unsightly or unattractive. It's truly dangerous and disease laden. So this, of course, is what I help people do. This is what I help my clients do. I help them get both of these issues, their diabetes resolved and their obesity resolved, so that they can really start living that naturally healthy life that I think everybody should have access to. So if you're ready for this, if this is where you're like, yeah, I'm ready to do this. I want to start being healthy. I want to have years tacked on to my life instead of the way that I'm living, cutting years and decades of my life off. If you're ready to start that, send an email to Delaine@DelaineMD.com. Set up that free mini coaching session. It's no charge to you. It takes about 45 minutes. You're going to see what coaching is like, and then you'll get to see what my group is like and if that is something that you feel like is going to help you. I know this topic this week was super, super science dense. So if you have any questions, send it to that same email, Delaine@DelaineMD.com. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have, and I will talk with you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.